This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the voices of the Caps, longtime voice of the Caps, former Cap player, Craig Laughlin. Locker, what's happening? Good morning. Thanks for joining us, of course, here on The Fan.
Yeah, it's going to be a long summer, unfortunately.
Yep. 3 games in a row could have been in the win column. Reality is they were not. So Friday, as things kind of unfolded poorly for Washington, as you've had a couple of days, Craig, to put a bow on the season, in the end, what wasn't there for them to advance beyond the first round?
That's a long list of things. I think when you look at the series, their inability to score 5-on-5, the speed of the Florida Panthers overwhelmed them. They had a lot of guys that are older and hurt. And when that happens, old and hurt doesn't work out well for your team. And so this is a big offseason for this club. But there was a lot of reasons you look at it. And I think the Florida Panthers played their game very well. And the deciding factors, the Caps could not put away games. And I think the whole thing that swung the series was probably the empty net goal.
Yes.
That the Caps had a chance to finish off on Hathaway. He misses it by 2 inches. They come back, have the draw. They score 6-on-5. And to me, that sort of signifies what this series and how this series unfolded. And unfortunately, the Caps were on the wrong end. If they had won that game, Benny, I think they win the series.
Yeah. Hey, Locker, you know who disappointed me the most the last 2 games? It was like he disappeared in the effort. Mantha. Pissed me off the last 2 games. I was not happy because he was playing good prior to that. You know, like when he got the assist on the one goal, you know, when he took it down to the net, cut across the middle. But the last 2 games, I'm like, come on, you know, at least give some effort.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, going in, you would think that he'd have to be an X factor to step up his game with the loss of Wilson because – you know, but the big thing always coming out of Detroit, even when the Capitals made that deal for Varana for Mantha, was the fact that, you know, this is a guy that's 6'5", 230 pounds. The problem was he sometimes didn't play like a 6'5", 230-pound player.
Yep.
And his inconsistencies was definitely a factor in the playoffs. I watched one game and I said he's playing the best game I've ever seen.
Yep.
And then the next game wasn't as involved. And he's got a wonderful shot. He's got a good set of mitts. But I think he's got to play with that edge and be a 6'5", 230-pound player every single shift because he's imposing. He can impose his will. We saw it during the course of the season. Inconsistency for sure. He should have been a guy that stepped up and unfortunately couldn't hammer one home.
Now, Locker, when I look at the roster, you know, you see a lot of threes in there with age, you know. And here's the thing that kind of – you know, bothers me a little bit, like the best draft pick, you know, McMichael, and he was a healthy scratch, you know, most of the time. Where is the young, you know, scorers? Where's the young draft picks that can kind of come in so we can get rid of some of these 30-year-olds?
I would say that the cupboard's pretty bare, and that's generally what happens in the league is that you win a Stanley Cup and all of a sudden you go bare for a while because you've traded assets, you've traded picks, you've traded prospects to try to build a team to win the Cup. That was 4 years ago in 2018. So now they're feeling that big time because they don't have an ace down in the minor leagues that can all of a sudden come up and be the goal scorer. They're hoping McMichael proves that he's a first-round pick and able to move forward. The problem with the Caps, and you look at it and you want to break them down, they've got 8 guys that are in their 30s making $51 million of the $82 million cap, okay? So now you've got guys that are on long-term deals, and all of a sudden now they're mid-30s, they're getting closer to 40. You've got Ovi, you've got Backe, you've got Carlson, all making 7+. Ovi and Backe over $9 million a year. So now you've got to find players to complement them, to fit in. I think the salary cap will be an issue. I'm not sure what's going to happen in the offseason with, for example, a Nick Backstrom. He's going to have to probably have some sort of help to get that hip back to normal. He wasn't the same Nick Backstrom we've seen in the past. And I think that they've got to reshuffle. And I think, to be honest with you, one of the core players will have to be traded that is a $5 million-plus player to try to put more youth in their lineup. And then, of course, you're going to touch on it, I'm sure, in the next question.
Goaltending.
Yep. But I'll let you ask me that.
All right. They flashed, Samsonov and Vitek, Vanacek, but the consistency. They would give up, even Samsonov the other day. I mean, you give up one goal, like it's like, damn, you can't give up that goal, from shooting from there. So what do you think they do at goaltending?
Okay, and that goal you talk about is their Giroux goal. Absolutely, that has to be stopped. That was a backbreaker for this Caps.
Yep.
And you look at the series, there was a series of those throughout the time they played the Florida Panthers, which led to their demise. What I think they're going to do with the goaltending, this is a big factor, okay? They're both restricted free agents. I think Vitek is about $900,000 now. I think Samsonov's sitting at a $2 million contract this past season. So he's going to want a bump, even if he goes to arbitration or whatever he's going to do. I would think they are going to select the guy, and this is my thought. They're going to select the guy that they think can be the best young goalie moving forward, okay? Because they're both different. Samsonov is bigger, more athletic, but less technique. On Vitek's side, he's all about technique and utilizing less athleticism, okay? Sometimes a calmer goalie like a Vitek, you feel more comfortable as a player. Athleticism, though, allows Samsonov to scramble and make 10 bell saves that you should have said, wow, what a stop. Okay, so you've got two young guys. The question to me is who you select. You're going to have to select one of them, I think. Then they're going to have to go out. Instead of giving the other guy a bump in his salary, they've got to go out and find a veteran goaltender. There's about four guys that are UFAs, including a guy like Fleury, including a guy like Kemper, but I think they've got to stay under the 30 age to get a goalie that they believe now is going to be up and coming, be a number one guy, play 50 to 60 games next year, help Vitek or Samsonov as the guy that's going to be learning from them and move over in that department. To me, the goaltending has to be addressed, and even McClellan talking yesterday said that's going to be definitely at the top of his list to start thinking on how they're going to move forward. They need a goaltender to help them and help the young goaltenders in the pipeline, like Sammy and like Vitek. I would think, and this is me, I'm thinking that because of Vitek's salary is less, they would probably hedge towards keeping Vitek and then try to keep Samsonov, but I don't think the salary will allow that.
Craig Laughlin, talking Caps. Season came to an end, unfortunately, on Friday. Locker, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks here.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Locker. Yep.
You got it.
Thank
there he is. Bro. Craig Laughlin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.